From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Plunging property values and skyrocketing gas prices have cast a shadow of doom and gloom over this year's conference of mayors. City chiefs from across the country are in Miami, where together they're commiserating over the depressing economic outlook. One of those mayors joins me now on the line from Miami. It's Tom Leppert, mayor of Dallas. Sir, welcome.
Guy, it's great to be with you.
Now, first of all, the city of Dallas must own hundreds of cars. So what does $4.50 a gallon for gas mean for your budget?
Well, it means millions and millions of dollars. But, Guy, I think we're fortunate because we've anticipated some of the changes that have taken place over time and made some long-term decisions that I think have put us in better position. For instance, we've got about 4,700 vehicles, and 25% of those operate on alternative fuel, either hybrid or CNG. And then about a quarter of our heavy vehicles run on biodiesel. So I think we're in a better position because some of those long-term decisions have positioned us better in today's environment.
So you have almost 5,000 vehicles owned by the city, and most of them still use traditional gasoline.
Most are traditional, but as you can imagine, when you've got a quarter of your fleet that's using an alternative fuel, that clearly cushions some of the increases that we're seeing in the cost of oil and the cost of gasoline. But with that said, it's still a big increase. We'll see about a 20% increase, which, as I said, reflects on millions and millions of dollars impact on the budget.
So as you say, a 20% increase in cost of fuel, what kind of relief can you look for? I mean, do you look to the state? Do you look to the federal government?
Well, first of all, we try to look at actions that we can take that are going to reduce that. And those range from when we have fire vehicles that are in staging on a multiple alarm fire to turn those off. Those sorts of things we've looked at, even going to GPS systems and installing those on our sanitation vehicles so that we minimize the amount of use and they become more efficient in their use.
Have you heard any ideas from other mayors at the conference that you might want to steal and take back with you to Dallas?
I think there's a couple of them that are very interesting. Miami has moved towards using solar panels and really pushing hard on that to try to offset energy costs at City Hall and other public buildings. I think that's an interesting one. You've got that all the way to the range of a smaller city in Indiana that's moved away from traditional traffic lights and moved to roundabouts, which you'd see in Europe of when you go around and make left-hand turns by circling around or right-hand turns by peeling off as ways to reduce the amount of energy that's used, just gasoline that's used in their communities. And they are having some good successes on that. So I think that's the benefit of a meeting like this is hopefully that there is a good sharing of ideas. I tell you that the mayors, there's a very congenial spirit, and there's really a desire to share as many ideas, understanding that we're all in it together.
And I mean, has the cost of gas really sort of accelerated this process of making changes in big cities?
It certainly has. And I don't think that's any different than families all across the nation looking at ways to minimize the impact and businesses all across the country. Cities are in the same position, having to deal with the increases and try to find ways to offset it.
That's Tom Leppert. He is the mayor of Dallas, and he's attending this weekend's Conference of Mayors in Miami. Mayor Leppert, thanks for being with us.
It's terrific being with you. I appreciate the time.